There are 15 tiers in the tree. This year there are 235 singers from the 9th grade to the 12th grade, all members of the Mona Shores High School Choir. This is the 35th anniversary season this year. I'm Sean Lawton, director of choirs at Mona Shores High School. It's like putting together an erector set, but it's 5 stories tall, 67 feet. It took us really about a day this year to put it together. We started at 9 in the morning, and pretty much the steel was up by the end of the day. And then the next day we came out, hung all the greenery panels, reinforced everything, locked everything down tight, and then decorated the tree. We had to decorate it just like your home tree with tinsel and angels and all of that, and 25,000 LED lights. This year they're singing 20 pieces of music, a number of them in foreign languages. Try to create really a diverse program that's going to entertain everybody. You've got everything from pop music to very sacred music and everything in between, gospel, jazz, Hanukkah music, a little of everything. I think that's one of the main reasons people keep coming back.
Who's your angel this year?
Mr. Cameron Picard, senior at Mona Shores High School.
When I'm climbing up there, I'm kind of scared because I'm terrified of heights. But when I get up there, it's not that bad, and I smile. You can see everything, the ceiling, the floor, every seat in the house. It's beautiful.
We look for somebody that represents the heart and soul of the choir, who isn't necessarily that superstar, that doesn't need another thing in their lives to say, well, now is the angel, the tree, tick. You know, we look for someone unique that fits that bill of heart and soul.
And it's really tight. And then we stand on wooden boards, and the metal bars are like really close to you, and it's kind of hard to move.
We've had a student actually faint one time and fell right backwards. Luckily, that's what we're here for. Somebody was there to stop her from falling. I mean, she fell back and right into the arms of a tree monkey.
I'm Bob Grievous. I am the co-chair for the Tree Monkeys for the Mona Shores Singing Christmas Tree.
I'm Darcy Grievous, co-chair for the Tree Monkeys for the Mona Shores Singing Christmas Tree, along with Bob Grievous, my husband. Usually, if a kid comes out of the tree, if we have to lower them down, we always have 2 parents per kid, and there's a specific way that we lower them down.
It's dark. I mean, it is. We can see some of the lights through the greenery, but it's a dark. It's cold. I mean, we have the air system blowing the cold air down through the tree because the kids do get warm in the tree.
Two years ago, Darcy and I, who's my wife now, we were dating for about 5 years, and I figured it's about time that I proposed, and I thought, kind of had this scheme in my head of why not do it at the Singing Christmas Tree. So, and then I said, Darcy Lynn Welsh, will you be my Mrs. Santa Claus? All the kids erupted. It was kind of cool. It was pretty fun.
First, I didn't say anything because I was just in shock. I was like, oh my goodness, I got to say yes. So I did. I turned around and said yes.
It all started with a gentleman who saw one out in California and thought we should do that. He brought the idea back to the director at that time named Skip Frizzell. Skip thought it was a great idea. They took it to the school board, convinced the school board to loan them $25,000 back then, which was a lot of money, and they had no idea if this thing was going to fly or if anyone would come. They built it, and here it still is. Now, it was at St. Francis Church for a number of years, and then we moved downtown to the Frauenthal, and then we've since replaced the entire tree structure as well. So that's kind of how it all began and where we ended up here now. The Frauenthal Center for the Arts, gorgeous, historic, a restored theater. It just looks like a Christmas card when we put that tree in there. It's really stunning, which is another reason I love being down here. Plus, I love being part of the downtown, the revival of Muskegon. We feel like we're playing a small part in that by bringing people into our community and taking them to this theater, and they walk in, and it's, you know, not just the tree that's stunning, it's the entire space. It's just a beautiful space, and we love being here. It's become the thing to do in West Michigan to kick off your holiday season. people don't feel like the holiday begins until they've come to the tree. Families come from near and far, out of the state even now. We've got groups coming. We've got alumni coming back who are bringing their kids. Some of these people I taught their kids, and now their kids' kids, and they're in the tree. So it's just a very rich tradition. It just keeps growing.
Part of it and actually being in it, it brings back those memories from when I was in it, and I don't know how to explain it. It's just so, just to be around the tree, like when they do the light show, that to me is powerful, and when they do Gloria, when that comes on, that's powerful, because that was the song that we did back then, and that's kind of a tradition that's carried on this whole time.
It's my vocation. It's everything to me. The tree is my favorite project probably of the year. We do a lot of big projects at Mona Shores, but there's something really special about this. And when I sit back and watch the show begin, and I'm in the back of the theater on the main floor, and I look at every seat filled and the lights lighting everybody's faces up, it's just amazing. And to see my students up there really falling in love with this kind of music, you know, in this day and age, it's super rewarding.
From the Frauenthal Center in downtown Muskegon, Patrick Center, WGVU News.